This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
For over 10 years, VOC Nation has taken listeners behind the scenes of the greatest moments in pro wrestling history. Our hosts are not only experts on the business, but have lived in the business. Subscribe and hear weekly podcasts from hosts like legendary pro wrestling journalist Bill Apter, former Impact Wrestling star Wes Briscoe, former WWE and AWA broadcaster Ken Resnick, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, former WCW star The Maestro, NWA legend The Raging Bull, Manny Fernandez, and much more. VOC Nation programming is free on most major podcasting apps, including iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and Radio.com. And video podcast and bonus content is available on Patreon for as low as $3 a month. What are you waiting for? Head to VOCNation.com and dig into the most comprehensive podcast network built for pro wrestling fans. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at VOC Nation Wrestling Network and follow us on Twitter at VOC Nation.
Welcome to the Rock and Roll Union Podcast. My name is CT McManus, and for the next 2 hours, it's my job to get your mind off the craziness of the world out there, get it refocused in on some good old-fashioned rock and roll. Guys, welcome to podcast number 140. Also, welcome to our new broadcast night, Monday nights. Thank you so much for being here. Due to things beyond my control is why we shifted over to Monday nights. There's a lot of things going on. Our broadcast time was on Saturday nights, a lot of load-ins, a lot of family functions, a lot of things going on. So we switched it over to Monday nights. We still are running our shows weekly on Spotify, so you're able to catch us up over there if you're looking for a Saturday night. And, guys, what a great weekend of rock and roll that I had. Hopefully you guys got the chance to get out and see some good live music, regardless of where you find yourself in the world. I went out Saturday night to Bar 13, saw Streetlight Circus, man. They ripped the place apart, man. David Shaw, frontman extraordinaire as always, man. Great set, man. And they were followed by a band. I'm a very, very big Black Crowes fan. Love their version of rock and roll. I'm looking forward to going to the show this fall. It was supposed to be this summer, but this fall with Dirty Honey opening up for them. And let me tell you something. This tribute band, Remedy, man, they did such a phenomenal job. If you closed your eyes, you would imagine that the Black Crowes were there circa 1989. Didn't really have the look, but the sound, man, the sound was totally there. And then Sunday, I went over to the BLE showcase in Havre de Grace and didn't get a chance to stick around for Ted Pulley. I had to get home. I had family. My kid had to see me at some point over the weekend. And I'll tell you what, the opening bands, all three of the opening bands did a phenomenal job. The show was opened by Tonal Crush. Phenomenal job as always. Really, really good stuff. And then Rat Rod ripping the place apart as always. And my boys in Green Knuckle Material closed up the opening segments of that show. And I got out of there right after Green Knuckle. Wish I could have stuck around for Ted Pulley, but I know there'll be another place and time for me to experience that, gentlemen. A lot of good music still coming up. And just a little heads up, guys, we will be out Friday afternoon / early evening at Beret in Atlantic City. We'll be part of the North Step Carnival they got going on over there. We'll be there live with our Rock and Roll Union Party tent, giving away free prizes. Your chance to pick up 2021 Rock and Roll Union t-shirts. They'll be available for purchase while you're there. Live music, lots of great food, man. You really want to make that. I mean, seriously, guys, get out of work early if you can. Head down there. They have, I want to say, at least 15 bands, I think it is, between the inside and the outside. They got live music happening all over the place. Big nod to Steve Weiss, man. He's a really great dude making things happen on the original scene out in Atlantic City. And good stuff. Tonight we're going to be joined by our partners. Normally I'd give a heads up to our partners at this moment of the show, but instead they're going to be coming along momentarily, so we're going to let them speak for themselves. And instead, we're going to give a quick nod to our sponsor. That's Rosenfeld Dental Associates, located at 1095 Inman Avenue in Edison, New Jersey. They're 5 minutes from Metro Park. You can find them at www.njsmile.com. Come rock your smile with the Rock Doc, David Rosenfeld, nominated one of New Jersey's top dentists for 2020. Discounts apply for Rock and Roll Union members. Tell them that CT sent you. That dentist, of course, is none other than our good friend Rock Doc. He's in Tonal Crush. He's in Black Rose Rebellion. They'll be debuting their full set at my birthday bash, July 31st, over at Bar 13. Great night. That'll be hosted by my boy Steve Prest up of That Metal Summit. Really excited for that event. And, you know, this moment of the evening, we usually do our featured song of the week. And going back to yesterday's show, man, I didn't know that the boys in Green Knuckle had a new single out until I saw them live yesterday. And I'm thinking, man, where's this song? I never heard this song before. Lo and behold, the single came out 2 days ago, or 3 days ago now. So we're talking, this came out Friday. Here is Green Knuckle Material with our featured song of the week. This is Will of Fire. And I don't know why they glare at me.
twice, and I've been knocked down about a thousand times, but it's made me wise to take my advice to create a life where you reach new heights. Take sleep with nice and a wheel of fire with a why behind your drive. That's why we come so far, far. I'm telling you, we got this far, 'cause the wheel of fire.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey, this is Total Package. Lex Luger. You're listening to the VOC Nation. Don't miss out.
Check out In the Room
every Tuesday night at 9. Listen in.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks, former WCW star Stro Maestro, Kazzy Fist, Matt Grimm.
And you and Ray are there too, right, Ray?
We sure are, and we've got great guests like Lex Luger, AJ Styles, Taku, and more. It's a heck of a party. Plus,
I didn't get thrown off buildings.
And then
I didn't get pregnant either.
Sometimes I think it gets so ridiculous.
We were getting into, like, snuff film territory there.
In the Room.
9 p.m. Eastern on VOC Nation.
Wrestling with History, the voice of choice, and Killer Ken Resnick.
When I die, they're going to open me up and find about 2,000 undigested Northwest Airline cheese omelets.
Mr. Chris Cruz, what's going on?
Jesus, how did I get roped into this?
General Adnan went to school with Saddam Hussein.
He cried, I cried, he cried, and who could find?
Adnan lost a lot of family in the Iraqi war.
Everybody loves Granny.
Wow. Yeah, see, a lot of people don't know that.
Yes, Taylor, you guys are busting me up.
Catch Wrestling with History with Ken Resnick and I live on VOCNation.com or listen to the podcast by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app.
Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro. Talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out, VOCNation.com, WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Yo, this is Jerry Stein of the Nasty Boys. Yeah, Brian Knobs here. You getting ready to get nasty? Well, listen to the VOC Nation, baby, because it's about to get nasty all around and up in this mother. Get ready. Nasty Sensation is coming at you.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Let it out.
Blood, sex, and rock and roll from Doro, man. If you haven't had the chance to check it out, man, we're going back probably, man, it's almost been a year since I talked with Johnny D. Going to have to message him and try and get him in again. Johnny D., the drummer for Doro, originally coming from the Philadelphia area, guys. Really cool dude. You can check out that interview. It's still on our YouTube channel, the Rock and Roll Union YouTube channel. Haven't updated that in a little while, man. It's been quite some time. We're going to start doing some new videos now that things are opening up. Things are getting semi back to normal, man. It's nice to get out. Nice seeing some rock and roll. Speaking of rock and roll, there's been a lot of good new shows opening up. A lot of BLE Sunday shows, man. Really excited. Really been real cool to be at the past two. Looking forward to... Not sure if I'm going to be able to make the M3 pre-party. It's kind of difficult to explain to my family why I'm gone for 4 days. But I know I'm planning on getting down to the Tantric Show at Cancun Cantina. That's going to be an exciting one. And one of the bands that I'm really interested in checking out, I've talked to Andy a bunch, man. Really cool dude. I've never seen the band live just because they've been – a little too far removed for the market from me, but they're slated to play there in July, so I'm stoked to see them. Here's last night's villain with the poison. There was a double shot of two bands that you're going to get to check out July 11th if you get your ass down to Cancun Cantina. Really, really cool show, man. You're going to be looking at – that was the fifth with The Gift. Another band that I've been long-time friends with and really cool people, man, and you're going to be able to see them. Looking it up now so that I can get it in front of me. So you know what I'm talking about. July 11th, man, you're going to get Tantric, who Jaron and Sebastian are a big component of why I do what I do, man. This is going back to their Mach 22 days. And Mach 22 really being a fire under my ass to get started the Rock and Roll Union and stop talking about what I wanted to do and start doing what I wanted to do. And really excited to finally get to get out and see Jaron and Sebastian. They're going to be playing back to back. They're going to be playing Wilmington Bar 13, July 10th, and then July 11th. They're going to be at Cancun Cantina. A lot of great bands involved with that. I know at Bar 13, you're going to see, I don't have the info in front of me, but I know that Rat Rod, I know that Zenora is part of that show. The Cancun Cantina, I know that you have, man, you got Tantric, you got The Fifth, you got Last Night's Villain. I know Indian Head's in on that, another band that goes back a little ways with the Rock and Roll Union. And a couple other bands in there, man, I'm telling you, great weekend rock and roll. It's one of those weekends where you're going to need Monday just to recoup. So you might want to put a personal day in now. But guys, it is my pleasure. You know, one of the things that I decided on once we switched over to Monday nights was adding a little bit of music, a little bit more music than what we were putting in. Didn't seem like we were getting as much as I'd like. We're a rock and roll show after all, so I want to make sure that we get that music in. But on the line right now is my boy Brett Hunt. We're still waiting for our boy Kenny Shepherd for Phoenix Custom Printing to call in. He'll be with us momentarily. But I believe we got Brett Hunt on the line. Brett, you with us? Hey, brother. How are you, man? I know you've had some family drama today, man, and my heart and prayers go out to you guys.
Yes, I appreciate it. Yeah, my grandmother passed away this morning. But, you know, I'll do this show today with a heavy heart, but she'd want me to do it. So I'm here to represent the Rock and Roll Union. And I appreciate everybody's prayers and condolences I've received throughout the day.
Man, and I was talking to my wife last night, man, and I was just telling her, like, the prayers and the thoughts that I had with you and your you've been having a rough go of it as of late, but you've still been a big component in the music scene.
Yeah, I mean, it has. I mean, as soon as everything opened up, it seemed like from the first benefit show that we did, and we got in our accident, rear-ended there. Back in May, around May 9th, which actually killed 2 months of our calendar, you know, as far as traveling and all these shows we had to do. But it's been steady digging, steady getting things done. Moving a little bit slower than usual, but still going forward.
Now, I know that you had the chance to get out. Was it the Silvertongue show you went to?
Yeah, at Sholly Acres, they had a benefit for Greg Sholly, and there's about six other bands, and Silvertongue, good friends of mine, Speed Vincent, there. So we traveled up there to see them guys and pay our respects to Greg. He did a lot of work up there with music and bringing talent to that area. So we were really looking forward. We look forward to that show. That was a good show. There's a there's a benefit Autism Speaks coming up this weekend on the 19th out in West Virginia, Charleston, if anybody's out in that area. So 118 Goshen Arabon Lane in Charleston, West Virginia. It's Sorry Sons Motorcycle Club, seven bands, 25 hours at the door, all ages,
nice.
Children under 12 free. I mean, it's an all-day music fest. Friends, I mean, bring your family and have a good time.
I'll tell you what, that autism speaks. That's sorry, Brett. That's a charity that's near to us as well, because we have a walk coming up in October, a Rock and Roll Union Team walk for Autism Speaks. So that'd be a great benefit to get out to if you guys are in that area. Any idea who's on the bill, Brett?
I'm going out there to help the guys with Black Lake Minor. They got some new juice with them.
Good
so
stuff.
So we'll go out there and see what's going on. I'll just put it to you this way. They put a couple new tires. They needed a couple fresh tires, and they got some really nice artists. And really looking forward to see how they hit. They can hit on all four cylinders. They'll be a really marketable band. But, I'm going out there. Not, you know, support them. Support Autism Speaks. You know, support all the bands. Just about everything I've done is multiple bands. Bradley, Summer, Showcase Series. I was the first one. I was the second one. I missed you yesterday's, but I got VIPs for the July 11th show with Tantric and Silvertongue and Indian Head, which will be a killer show. If anybody's around July 11th, you don't want to miss that. Brad's got something going on there at the Cantina.
Yeah, man.
Me and you went there. Did we not have a good time or what?
I'll tell you what, dude. That was a hell of a show. And I was glad to finally get to see Kickin' Valentina live, man. And they kicked ass on that stage.
Yeah, they nailed it.
As did all the other bands, but Kickin' Valentina was really, really cool to see. But on the line as well, now that we have him with us, our good buddy Kenny, a.k.a. SWAT Team. Kenny, how are you, man?
What's up, brother?
I had to throw the SWAT team out there, man.
Oh, geez, man. You know, after the show, she asked me if I would handcuff her. I told her, I said, if you want me to, I will.
Ain't not wrong with that, man.
I've never been mistaken as a cop before.
Kenny, why don't you explain that joke for him? Let him know what happened to you yesterday.
With the cop?
Yeah.
Okay, so I wear a harness when I photograph to hang my cameras on, and I went out to my car to get a monopod, and I guess now it does kind of look like a baton. So when I walked in the back door, this girl freaked out. She thought I was the SWAT team there, you know, holding a baton ready to, like, club somebody. And she ran down. She's like, I thought you were the police. Oh, that scared me to death. I said, no, I'm not a cop, rest assured. So all night, you know, I was getting called the police officer. So.
I think, Kenny, that's going to be a moniker for the sticks.
Well, you know, I'm going to get, I'm probably going to get like ATF or something branded on my harness now. And I'm just going to freak out people every time I go to a show. Or, you know, DEA or something. I don't know.
So, I wanted to thank both of you guys before we go any further. I want to thank you guys for the input and everything that you've done for the Rock and Roll Union between Phoenix Custom Printing, Brett Hunt, and Kenny. You've also done a lot of photo shoots for various Rock and Roll Union bands, and you guys both got out there and got some hustling going.
It's not really work, you know. It's fun stuff to do. So, I think it's probably something that's easy to succeed at when you love it. I mean, you know, Brett's out there all the time. You can tell he loves what he does. You know, you too, CT. I mean, you don't really look at this stuff as work. You know, you do it for the love of it.
Yeah, that's the amazing thing with music. You do it for the love of it. I do it 7 days a week, and I don't work a day. But I bust my ass. But I enjoy it. So I'm playing it.
Let's get into a little bit about what you guys do, so our listeners know, and you guys can also do a little shameless plugging while you're at it. We'll start with Brett. You've done pick sticks, laminates, event posters. You got all kinds of stuff under your belt. Let us know what exactly you do and how you can go about like getting work. How you can go about ordering things from you.
All right. Well, you know, basically, get my Gmail. You can send me at BrettHuntCustoms@gmail.com. On Instagram, BrettQ65, and on Facebook, simply Brett Hunt, or just simply give me a call at 410-508-1233. I'll answer the phone. I'll do business 24/7. But you know, give me a call. I do picks, sticks, laminates, event flyers. That pretty much keeps me busy because I'm, you know, that's in the concert industry, you know, where, you know, music. I do some merch picks for outsiders, you know, for single events, benefit picks, et cetera, like that. But I've done a lot of picks for some bands, Rebel Soul, Pillbox, Whiskey Grin, Black Lake Miner, Insight out there in Texas. There's just, I don't know, the list is too long. I've done picks for Kenny. I've done picks for their union, the Rock and Roll Union. That keeps me really tied up there. And then working with the band and then still keeping my, two guitar lessons a week, keeping my music going, keeps me very, very busy.
But, man, I'm sure.
Like, you know, that accident, I would have to say, for me, because now I got to go to therapy 3 times a week, and then I have guitar lessons twice a week. Then I got to work with the band twice a week, and then I got to go out to shows during the weekend. So I don't have that much time off, other than when I do, I'm working, but I'm working out of my bed because it'll pass me by. Like Ken said in the beginning, we talked and we met, and he said to me, he said, man, you got to go out and get it, you know. You got to go get it. And, you know, next thing I know, one time we bumped into each other at one of Brad's show, and he's handing out picks I had made for him about a month or two before. He's walking around the show handing out picks, trying to get business. And I was like, you know, that's what I'm doing, walking around handing out picks, trying to get business. But we're both go-getters. You know, you can talk to Ken a little bit more about his side, but if you know anybody needs to get a hold of me, again, it's FredHuntCustoms@gmail.com. Simply give me a call, 410-508-1233. I've done work for you guys up there, and As We Come Ghost, Mickey Rat, and the guys. I do all their laminates, some of their merch picks. Now I'm trying to work my way up that way a little bit and get a hold of some bands up there. Be up in your area soon, CT.
Absolutely.
But anyway, with that, I'll pass it off to Ken, what he does. Is he there?
Yes, Ken.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, man. I zoned out. I didn't get any sleep last night, man. And then jumped up first thing this morning and started editing these photos. I had over 2,500 I had to sort out, so... A little brain dead right now, but what was the question again? I'm sorry.
So just a little bit into what you do as far as rock photography, as far as Phoenix Custom, all that.
I my hook is the photography. I go to these shows, and you know, I photograph it for the love of it, and that's kind of the way I kind of put my foot in the door to meet the bands. So basically what I'll do is I'll go photograph the shows and hand out information about the printing. And I've landed a good bit of work doing that. In fact, I'm back up on orders right now, so I should be printing instead of editing photos. And I got to tell you, between the two of those, I mean, you know, I never rest. Plus a day job, which thank goodness I'm actually on break for 8 weeks. But you know, there's no shortage of things to do. you know. So I mean, I like it like that. I don't like to sit around. I mean, you know, I had a day about 2 weeks ago where I actually didn't do anything all day, and by the end of the day, I felt guilty about it. You know, it's like, God, I could have gotten so much done today. But you know, it's if anybody wants screen printing, most of my stuff is on Facebook. You can look me up, and the hardest way to, you know, keep the hardest thing people have finding me is they don't know how to spell my last name. It's Schepper. So if you look up Ken Schepper, you can find everything about my photography, the you know, the screen printing, and you can also call or text me at 410-206-2081. And if you call, leave a message. I do screen my calls because, yeah, I got bill collectors calling. So.
Don't we all?
I avoid them at all costs. So I always screen my calls. So do leave a message if you call. And if you'd rather just skip over that and just text me, that's usually the best way to go. So
now, Ken, you also do band shoots, right? You do more than just a live event. You also come out and do, like, I know you've done Shades of Grey, which is our house band. I know that you've done other work. You'll do like photo shoots and stuff for bands as well, am I right?
Oh yeah, definitely. You know, I don't get a ton of requests for that, but you know, if people want professional portrait shoots, you know, like I did a guy, I can't remember his name, a couple weeks ago. I think your friend, his name's Rod, I think.
Yeah.
And he just wanted individual portrait shoots, and I rolled out to his house and did it right there in his living room. So, yeah,
nice.
I do the band shoots, anything really, anything that involves a camera other than porn. That comes later.
Have you ever had a request for that?
No, I actually haven't. You know, hey, whatever somebody's going to pay me for, hey, I'll do it, you know. I mean, I highly doubt that'll ever happen, but, you know, whatever.
I think
it'll
we probably see somebody on
awkward.
The line that somebody on the line wants to say a little something. Thanks for calling into the Rock and Roll Union. Who we got?
Hey, brother, it's Will Mass. How are you?
Hey, man. How you doing, Will?
Hey, Will.
Hey, Will.
Hey, guys. Hey, man. I'm doing all right. I'm recovering. I wasn't at the show yesterday. I was pissed off, but had a bit of a head cold, and I couldn't make it, man. And you know, my wife, of course, was not letting me go anywhere, regardless. So I'm just calling in because I'm hearing the boys talking on. I met Brent at the last trip or the last Sunday showcase show. I haven't had the pleasure of doing any business with him yet. Keyword there is yet, Brent. So I hope you heard that.
Yeah, man.
And also my condolences to you, man. I'm sorry to hear about your grandmother, man. I really am.
Thank you, brother.
Sorry about that.
Thank you very much.
No problem. But I am calling in to boast about one Ken Schepper, if you all don't mind for a minute.
Oh, go ahead, bro.
There's a gentleman here plugging their plugging their deals. So let me be a spokesperson. Ken. Ken, I met a while ago for the first time at a show in Baltimore. He came down to do a shoot on. Also turns out that he and the singer Steve Graybill from 86 Bullets knew each other when they were younger. So we had a talking to, and we got to know each other through that. And Kenny, since starting Phoenix Customs, I've sent business his way. I know you guys have. I know everybody has. But, you know, me personally – I called Kenny up a couple weeks ago and I said, hey, look, I got this idea for a shirt. You know, I know you're busy as hell. It's just this one-off shirt. You know, if you can do it for me, it's great. I'll pay you whatever you want. And he said, I'm busy. He said, but look, send me what you need and let's see, you know, what I can do. And he says, well, when do you need it? And I said, tomorrow. And Kenny was just like, well, okay, well, you kind of happen to be in luck. I'm not doing nothing right at the moment, so send me what you got. And I ended up going up there to the Phoenix Lair where he does his business. And let me tell you, man, he not only did he make the shirt, he did a killer job on it. I've now invested in him to – we're going to do a whole line of Notorious Manager t-shirts. I sent him another one recently that he's going to do for me, but not this time. I told him he can, you know, take his time. He doesn't have to do it right overnight. But again, Ken was real cool about it. He did a real good job, and I got to see how he does it down there in the lair. Let me tell you something. For all of, you know, there's a lot of fly-by-night guys out there that'll, you know, do merch, and I'm not saying they don't have a place. Not everybody can spend a whole buttload of money on it, and sometimes that's, you know, the means and the necessity and all that stuff. But Kenny's got class act operation going on down there. He's got really good equipment. He's just, you know, he's doing it all himself, so it's all him. And he does a really good job, and he's really accommodable. Accommodable? I don't even know if that's a word. That might be a billism. But anyway, you guys get the gist. But I just wanted to say that, you know, Ken, as far as that print shop goes, phenomenal. As far as his photographs go, also phenomenal. Ken is getting well known within the local regional area with bands and with, you know, a lot of different people. So I applaud him for that. And I'm just here to plug him and make sure he does even better.
Thank you, Will.
Well, I wanted to grab you for a minute before you go. I just wanted to, you know, there's been this force that's been going around that a lot of us behind the scenes that are pushing, and you know exactly what I'm talking about, a bit of a circuit, if you will. And wanted to just let our listeners know, this is Will Mass from Rock Metal Records and Rock Metal Radio, who he's got his own show on Saturdays on Toxic. But wanted to also touch base to let these guys know, well, like, how important people like this are to what we're doing.
Oh, shit, dude. Extremely important. I mean, you know, you hear me, you know, CT, you've heard me talk a lot. I know Ken's heard me talk a lot about, you know, we all have a part in this. You know, we all play a role. Everybody from the venue owners and the bands and the fans right down to the guys making the merch and the laminates and the picks. Everybody plays a role. And if you don't have people doing these things within the scene, it's just another cog in the wheel that screws it up. You know, when you have guys that are accessible, you know, like Brent and oh, wow, God, I've got the cold going. Hold on. I'm sorry. Anyway, if you don't have, you know, guys like these doing their thing, it makes it that much harder for bands to get their merch out there. It makes it that much harder for bands to be able to, you know, have a pick to throw out to somebody. You know, people, picks is an interesting thing. People kind of take for granted that, you know, a pick is just used to play an instrument, and not everybody sees it as an instrument of advertisement. You know what I mean? And when, you know, those guys throw their picks out, that's an advertisement. That's, you know, the people are picking up that pick, they're seeing it. Whether they go home with it and put it on a desk, or whether they, you know, showcase it and say, oh yeah, I got this pick from so-and-so and this pick, they're now advertising for the bands. Well, that doesn't happen without guys like these that do what they do. So yeah, they're a very, very important and integral part of what the scene is, man.
And it makes it so much easier on us to have people that are in the fold, if you will, that are kind of in that network with us. So we don't have to go outside the network. They're all part of the family.
Exactly.
Very true.
Definitely.
Very, very, Definitely. Very true. And honestly, it's like, you know, the family just keeps growing. There's always room for growth. And
right.
If, you know, somebody in this area is doing, you know, whatever they're doing, then there's somebody else regions away on the other side of the country that's doing it. You know what I mean? It's like all these pieces get put together. And eventually it creates a ring. It creates a pipeline. You know what I mean?
Yep.
It's like, hey, a guy out in Seattle gets an order from somebody that's closer to the East Coast. And if there's an alliance with, you know, Brent and somebody out there for picks, and this guy goes, well, hey, look, I got a backlog right now. Why don't you call this guy? He's closer to you. He can probably get it to you quicker. You know what I mean? Those kind of things.
Yep.
Those things are important.
Yep.
Being able to help each other's businesses out grows the scene as a whole. It's that simple.
Definitely. Strength
and numbers. Not only does it work merch-wise, but once those doors are open, they're so much more open to maybe bands coming through in different markets and things happening in different markets if everyone gets to greasing that wheel and the wheel moving.
Absolutely. I mean, if Kenny's out somewhere, let's say Kenny's off on a shoot in a whole different state, whole different region, sees a band he really likes and says, Dan, you guys are really good. Hey, you should contact X, X, Y, and Z about doing a show. Okay, well, that is an important piece, man, because that's a band that X, Y, and Z may have never even heard of or seen, except Kenny happened to be in the right place at the right time, saw that they were good, and passed along the message. Okay, you know, it's uh-huh. all part of the pipeline, dude. Everybody yep. plays a part, not an entity.
Right? Absolutely.
If I can interject two things real quick. Well, three things. First, thanks for that plug, Will. I appreciate it. Second, CT, you'd mentioned some of the things that Will's involved in with the Rock Metal Records and everything. I think it's important also to say that he runs the Unite the Theme page. So
yes.
if anybody is not a member of that, get on over there and join it, because that's another very important piece of the puzzle that we're talking about. And the third thing I already forget, so let's move on.
Let's correct that one thing real quick. We changed our name from Unite.
Oh, it's back to Ignite the Theme now?
Correct. We, you know, if you guys remember, when Brad and I did the video a couple months back, we said we were changing the name Unite the Scene until venues came back at full capacity, and, you know,
oh,
we were keeping
right.
it that way. And Maryland opened up, and everything came back full capacity, so we went back to Ignite the Scene.
Okay, cool. So we're back
but
to
thanks
Ignite.
For that. Okay. But thanks for that.
Yeah, no
me.
Problem.
Also, real quick,
I just remembered the third thing.
What's that?
And I'll be real quick. Will, you said, you know, always room for growth. I just wanted to also put out there, last night, Brad had a sheet out for people to sign up. So if there was anything that they could offer, he's looking for people to bring on board. So, you know, that's kind of supporting your point that everything is always growing. It's not a complete family. Ever. So, you know, he's
that's right.
if anybody's interested or has some kind of skill they could bring to the table, let him know, because, you know, it's a good opportunity.
Definitely. Absolutely.
And,
before I go out of your
go ahead, Kenny.
Well, no, I was just going to say, before I clear out of your conversation, get the hell off of here, because this is about you guys at the moment. Kenny, I want to put in a request.
Sure. As long as I can make doubles to keep.
You got it, brother. It's all yours. You got it.
You got me blushing here, man.
I knew I'd get you with that one. I was listening early on. I was like, oh, I got it. I got it now.
You're
all right,
well, guys,
you're
gonna get
your
ass kicked when you hang up.
That's all right. No, actually, Wendy was the one that told me to do it, so you're
wrong. Well, real quick before you leave, when's the next rock metal podcast?
That will be this coming Saturday. That is the 19th on Toxic Radio 230 to 430, and I appreciate the hell out of that plug, brother.
Man, my pleasure. So thank you so much, Will. Hope you feel better, man, and I look forward to hearing you on Saturday.
Will do. Thanks, guys. Hey, man, I love you all.
All right,
Will. What you're doing. Stop, don't stop, don't stop, don't stop.
All right,
bro. Love you, Will.
Love you,
bro. Love you, bro. Love you. Love you too, bro. See ya.
So that was Will Mass, guys. Really, really cool. Like I said, there's a big circuit that's kind of brewing behind the scenes, and we've all been kind of elevating each other, and that's two of the members of that whole thing is who we're talking to tonight. Guys, anything as far as any kind of summer promos going on, anything? I know, Kenny, you've done 20% off for us. Are you guys running any kind of specials right now?
I'm willing to extend the 20%, you know, over to anybody that listens to this. So, you know, to get a discount, hit me up, mention Rock and Roll Union or the Rock and Roll Union podcast, and I'll give a discount on that stuff. And that's for good. That's not just for the summer. That's for good.
Thank you, brother. And, Brett, I know you had some things in the past as well, as far as artwork or different things here and there. Do you have anything that you're running currently?
Definitely. I had that free design work for the first release of COVID, so all the poor artists could come out and get some goddamn custom picks. So that ran till May and ran out. So I think I had some discussions with you. I think what I'm doing is give them the 25% off for the Rock and Roll Union discount. Just mention the Rock and Roll Union, CT McMathis, anything to do with the Rock and Roll Union. Anyone, any supporting member of the Rock and Roll Union, you mention them to me, you'll get 25% off your order, every order.
Awesome. Like thank you guys so much.
One time, that's a lifetime, 25% off, as long as it's coming from the family. But I'm still, irregardless whether 25% off, I'm still in a very good area as far as not taking too much of your money to get your picks out there and your sticks customized. I keep my rates low so the bands can afford.
And guys, I'll tell you firsthand, both gentlemen do quality work, man. Top tier quality work. This isn't cheap stuff that you're going to get where it's going to things are going to fade and tip off. And both gentlemen do top quality work. And I just wanted to give our listeners one more before we get up off of this phone line. Wanted to give our listeners one more time how to get a hold of both you guys. Kenny, you want to run your information again real quick?
Yeah, you guys can check me out on Facebook. Just type in Ken Shepper, and my Phoenix custom page is attached to that, as well as my photography page. And if you want to get a hold of me directly, my number is 410-206-2081. Like I said before, either, you know, if I don't answer, leave a message, or texting me is probably the better option that way, because bill collectors never text me, so I'll know that it's really somebody requesting something. So there it is.
Brett?
Yeah. All right. Hit me up at BrettHuntCustoms@gmail.com. Or if you go over to BrettQ65 on Instagram, you can scroll down and look at a lot of the pics I've done. There's a lot of images of pics after pics after pics. You can catch me on Facebook, Brett Hunt, and more importantly, at 410-508-1233. Call me anytime. And like I just said, you know, if you come from the union or mention Rock and Roll Union, you'll get 25% off your order. And that's for a lifetime for any reorders. I appreciate it, CT. Let me be the sole custom provider for you and the Rock and Roll Union.
Absolutely.
And, I don't know how much you told them about the merchandise package we're putting together for the union, but I'm working on that, my friend.
Yeah, we got some top surprises coming your way, guys. So you're gonna want to stay tuned for that. We're gonna really put something special together that you guys aren't gonna want to miss. Brett, Ken, thank you so much for being with us this evening and taking time out of your busy Monday to join us, and much love to both you guys. Thank you so much for everything you do.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks.
No problem.
We appreciate you having us.
You guys have a great rest of your evening, and we'll talk soon.
Will do.
All right, brother. Take care.
See ya.
Peace.
See you, Brett.
So there was Brett and Ken, man. Of course, Phoenix Custom Printing being the sole provider for Rock and Roll Union merchandise as far as printing, and Brett Hunt Customs being the sole customs laminates, everything for the union. Really appreciate those guys, man. Like I said, a big cog in our wheel on what we do. So thank you so much for joining us this evening, guys. It was a blast. Hopefully you guys learned a little something. You got something to take away. And next week, we're going to have a doubleheader interview. Next week, we're going to be joined by Kelly Kerryluck. And we're also going to be joined, calling in from Ireland, man. I'm excited to talk to these guys, man. Check them out before we come next Monday. They are called Uncle Bard and the Dirty Bastards, man. If you're into Irish rock, these are the guys to check out. Authentic straight from Ireland, man. So until next time, guys, bring back rock and roll. Have a good night, guys.
Bring the light to the party.